With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. We invite you to listen to a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures titled Stop Soil Erosion and Desertification. Make the switch to the animal-free lifestyle.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Merci pour avoir accepté d'en être avec nous ce soir pour partager ce message si important. Il y a deux questions. La première, quels seraient, selon vous, les avantages de l'agriculture biologique par rapport aux problèmes actuels de l'agriculture en Afrique, tels que l'érosion, la sécheresse, la déforestation, la pauvreté des sols? La seconde question, quelles sont les contraintes et les avantages de la pratique d'une telle agriculture. Merci.
Merci. Bonjour, Dr. Tounou. Thank you. That's a very good question. As you may realize from your research, that the vegan diet is the real key and is the essence of the change that needed for saving our planet. Organic vegan is like a great bonus because organic growing methods benefit not only human health but also the environment. For example, a study conducted in the United States found that organic farming preserves topsoil and keep water bodies clean, and if used worldwide, would have the potential to absorb and store approximately 40% of all present-day CO2 emissions each year. This would be a direct benefit to our Earth. The other aspects of vegan organic farming that are beneficial, including things like crop rotation, mulching, and natural fertilizers. Crop rotation means that a field is planted each season with different crops. This variety approach helps keep the plants healthy and also restores fertility and nutrients to the soil. Other methods such as mulching and even a new method called no-till organic farming help retain moisture and reduce soil erosion considerably. Deforestation mostly caused by animals' feet, as forests are cleared to plant crops, forraged livestock, while hundreds of millions of people are starving in the world. So in general, vegan organic farming follows a philosophy of living in harmony with nature and protection for the planet and all beings. The methods employed support the natural balance between farming and the environment. Over time, the combination of this care and practice through the techniques available can go a long way toward restoring the balance from problems that may have arisen in the past. Also, there are many successful stories for organic farming already across the continent of Africa. For example, in the area surrounding Cape Town, South Africa, the townships are growing 100% organic gardens with crops that are sold locally. A similar operation has begun in Kenya and in Uganda, where organic fertilizers were recently introduced. They are already seeing success with the soil and harvest. On your own continent, there are more and more, just too many to list here. So the benefits are immense. I highly encourage you to pursue a vegan organic farming method, if at all possible. Of course it is possible. Everything is possible when we want to save our planet. Everything is possible. It has to be possible for our own survival. You can bring manifold benefit in doing so, and you can be one of the growing success stories as it becomes more and more popular.
Les efforts que vous faites pour lutter contre le réchauffement climatique, vous savez que nous avons besoin d'une implication plus forte des politiciens. Leur implication est nécessaire. Mais on remarque que cela ne fait pas partie de leur principale préoccupation. Ma question, c'est que pouvons-nous faire? Ou bien, à votre avis, que peut-on faire pour que les politiciens s'impliquent beaucoup plus dans les questions du réchauffement climatique, dans les questions de l'environnement, dans la lutte contre le réchauffement climatique? Faut-il les envoyer tous à une université des sciences de l'environnement?
Bonjour, Monsieur le Secrétaire. You are correct. You are correct. It is best if government leaders can be part of the solution. They can assist in helping people to understand why it is so important to make the change and to the veg diet. To approach the political leaders, you can first get together with others of like mind. Then you let the leaders know that you and others like yourself are very interested in this subject. Tell them you want to save the planet. That's it. Write to your government leaders about the veg solution. Go and visit with them if that is possible. For supporting materials, you can ask our association members to provide you with the information you might need. From what we are reading in the news, it seems that more African leaders are now becoming interested in halting climate change and realizing the need to act on global warming. Sadly, global warming is affecting African countries in all the severest and some of the most visible ways. the world's second largest freshwater lake. Lake Victoria in eastern Africa is now being jeopardized due to overfishing, pollutants, and climate change, which are interrelated anyway. Rivers and lakes are drying up in Africa. Tanzania's Mount Kilimanjaro's glaciers and ice are almost all gone. And coral reefs are dying, bleaching. There are water crises from Sierra Leone to South Africa, Zimbabwe, Somalia, Mauritius, Mozambique, and Sudan, just to name a few, are experiencing worsened droughts that make it difficult to plant crops, thus adding to food shortages and price rising. Add to this desertification and deforestation that further degrade the land. Increased temperatures mean erratic rainfall, either too little or too much at a time. So we have ravaging floods that drown the crops and fire that burn the forest. Likewise, in West Africa, home to 43% of the total population of sub-Saharan Africa, if you are a farmer, you already can feel that the climate is in trouble. There are more frequent droughts, heat waves, floods, storms, frosts, freezes, and locusts than before. These impacts of climate change increase food insecurity and the food crisis in Africa. There is also increased risk of diseases such as malaria because the mosquitoes spread to higher altitudes. The United Nations is afraid that hundreds of millions of people in Africa are at risk. This is just a handful of all the news reports coming out about global warming in your land. I'm sure there are more. For leaders, they are aware of these grave problems facing their countries. Now, if the citizens also support them, remind them that they are concerned and that this is for their best interest, then they will be even more energized to address climate change. Then they will remember that global warming is the most important agenda. That is their duty, not only professionally, but also personally, because it affects themselves and their children as well. So let us try our best to help remind and encourage our leaders to do something. Thank you, and heaven bless the majestic land of Africa. Thank you so much.
Chesigramyeon. 인간의 성향이 온순해지고 결국 비폭력적으로 간다는 건 아유르베다를 통해서 잘 알고 있습니다. 모든 인류가 완전한 채식을 한다면 지구온난화나 각종 지구의 재해를 예방할 수 있을까요? 그리고 인류가 모두 채식을 하더라도 생태계에 문제가 없을까요? 예, 감사합니다.
감사합니다. Yes, Professor Jung. Welcome. To your first question, if humans become purely vegetarian, we would not be able to prevent the global warming at this time because it has already begun. But we would be able to stop it in its track in time so that it won't get worse and that we don't have a planetary runaway crisis. like what they call the irreversible point, point of no return. For the question about whether it would be a problem to our ecosystem if all people become vegetarian, it is the opposite, madam. The real problem to our environment is meat eating, the way we are doing now. All our planetary problems, including climate change, food crisis, soil erosion, pollution, etc., can be solved by turning to the organic vegan diet. We have all the evidence pointing toward this answer. We have proof. It's proven, and it is like that. We are now consuming meat and experiencing so many harmful effects. It is destroying our health, damaging our environment, endangering the lives of our animals, co-inhabitants, killing our noble human quality and our physical existence. According to the United Nations report, Livestock Long Shadow, raising animals for food is very detrimental to the ecosystem. Some example as follows. Livestock occupies the single largest human-used sector area of land. Livestock is the cause for loss of 70% of previously forested land in the Amazon. Livestock is probably the largest source of water pollution from any industry. It causes dead zones, erosion, sediments, runoff, compact soils, etc. Livestock may well be the leading player in the reduction of biodiversity of our planet. So why not just try to make a change in the opposite direction to see if things will improve? It will improve. It will be better, for sure. If we walk away from violence and hatred, we will meet peace and love awaiting our destination. If all humans became vegan, it will become a paradise on earth. We hope one day we will experience that paradise on earth in our lifetime.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Thank you for your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Up next is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. May heaven bless you and your loved ones with abundance, health, and happiness.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.suprememasterchinghai.com. www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.